Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, now fog and 35 degrees. Freezing fog created hazardous driving conditions Tuesday morning and similar conditions possible this morning. KSN spoke with the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Tom Hine.
And as they treated the roadway, the elevated portions of the roadway, the bridges and things that tend to freeze up first, they would clean that area up. But then when they'd move on to the next, with that freezing fog continuing to come in, it still made for hazardous driving for the morning commute.
KDOT says crews treated highways and bridges with salt brine throughout the day to prepare for another round of the icy roads possible this morning.
A police officer was injured in a crash in northeast Wichita.
It happened just before 8 Tuesday night near 21st and Greenwich. A police spokesman said they received a call about a suspicious vehicle in the area. When officers arrived, the suspect's car rammed into a private security vehicle, rammed into a fence, and then slammed into a Wichita Patrol car. The officer was reported with only minor injuries. Two people were taken into custody. The incident remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council swore in a new member yesterday.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Becky Tuttle.
Do solemnly swear. That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Kansas.
And the Constitution of the State of Kansas.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
Of District 2 Council Member.
Of District 2 Council Member.
For the City of Wichita, Kansas.
For the City of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome.
Becky Tuttle will be the interim District 2 council member until the seat is permanently filled in November. She takes over for Pete Meitzner, who was elected to the Sedgwick County Commission. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The State Department is confirming an American citizen was killed in an extremist attack on a hotel in Kenya.
The State Department offered condolences to the victim's family and friends, but did not identify the person. The Al-Shabaab terror group from Somalia claiming responsibility for the attack in which militants stormed the hotel complex, setting off explosives and shooting people at cafe tables. Authorities did not say how many attackers were involved, but Kenyan television aired security camera footage showing at least four heavily armed men in paramilitary style gear, special forces battling the militants for several hours. The country's interior ministry tweeting early Wednesday the area is secure and no further threat to the public exists. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is blasted by lawmakers for comments he made about white supremacy and white nationalism. House lawmakers voted 424-1 on a resolution of disapproval against King.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins made this appeal on the House floor.
I stand here with the colleagues to reaffirm these values, reject white supremacy as both dangerous and foolish.
South Carolina Democrat Congressman Jim Clyburn is the highest ranking African American in the House.
When elected representatives give cover and comfort to those who spread racial divisiveness, we embolden those on the fringes of our society.
Even Steve King voted for the measure. But pressure is building, with the editorial page of the Des Moines Register calling on King to resign from Congress. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A company in Brooklyn, New York, known for its line of liberal action figures, out with a new one.
Factory has released a Robert Mueller doll, and the action figure is as tight-lipped as the real-life special counsel. The company also has action figures of former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's also a President Trump doll for sale, which Factory calls Evil Trump Action Figure. The Mueller action figure is now available to order, and the company says, quote, "It's almost impossible to dream up a more perfect foil to Donald Trump." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This widespread cloud cover and dense fog back again this morning, and that will slow us down just a bit on the drive into work. Today's high near 40. Off and on drizzle this afternoon and this evening. Our low 33, then sunny and 47 on Thursday. And by Friday night, a potential winter storm with rain changing to snow. And we could even see some blizzard conditions in parts of south central Kansas. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now fog. 35 degrees, calm. Steve and Ted in the morning. So with that 35-degree temperature, Ted, apparently the conditions are quite a bit better today than they were yesterday at this time.
We could see blizzard conditions?
Coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. Today
I'll
is...
to get out my long johns.
That's right. Wednesday, January 16th, on this date in 1920, Prohibition began in the United States as the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution took effect 1 year to the day. After its ratification, it was later repealed by the 21st Amendment. And one of the people who, on the front end of that prohibition movement, was a person named Carey Nation, who was from, I believe, Harper down in that area of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
A big, big, she would go around with her little axe and bust up saloons and bars. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but downtown in Wichita, the Carey House Square corner down there over to the... where the Carey House Hotel used to be. It was on the other end of the block where we had our KFH studios.
Yep.
In the 80s. Well, there was a bar there that she went in and busted up. In fact, at one time they had that bar in that building. This was back in the 1980s. And you could see it where mm-hmm. she'd hit it with her axe. The story is she went into that bar and did that. And she'd been doing it for weeks. Nobody paid any attention to her. But she went into Wichita and did it and... there was an Associated Press wire service correspondent yep. watching, and all of a sudden she was famous all over the world for that. Prohibition. There you go. A little chapter in American history.
Yeah, and then, of course, one of FDR, when he was running for office, that was one of his big platforms was, we're going to get rid of Prohibition.
Well, yeah, and you're in the early 30s as you go into the Depression. A lot of people in America thought, I need a drink, give me something to drink. These are tough times. All right, this is our daily wildlife, crazy wildlife story, I guess you could say. You can expect to see plenty of cool things in Music City, but one of those things you don't expect to see usually is a coyote in a bathroom.
Hmm.
This happened at the Nashville Convention Center the other day. Coyote dashed past a security checkpoint, entered the facility just as a boat show was packing up Sunday night.
He was looking for Acme.
There you go. The animal scooted around before it dashed into an exhibit hall. Staffers corralled it in a bathroom. Eventually, police and animal control officers used a pole to catch the coyote, one of those with a loop on the end of it, I guess. And it was released into a wooded area, something you don't usually see inside some, convention center. A coyote in the restroom.
Nope.
Of course, you're getting all these, images in your mind of Wile E. Coyote, the great cartoon character who was always chasing the Roadrunner. Right?
I was going to say, Nashville not generally thought of as the natural habitat for a Roadrunner. So.
Roadrunner or a coyote, not in downtown anyway.
Well, no wonder he was confused.
All right. You just may have heard our story a moment ago about the Mueller action figure doll. And they've got, as the story said, they've got one for the president, they've got Hillary Clinton, they've got all these action figures for politicians. What does an action figure for a, what is that? I mean, remember G.I. Joe, he had a guy here with the big muscles, right? Mm-hmm. And did he have some little apparatus he
gadgets,
could use?
Oh,
gadgets
yeah.
and
oh,
whatnot.
Sure. So gear.
What could be in any way exciting or fun about a politician action figure?
People will buy it and collect it.
They will? Okay.
They wouldn't make it if it won the market for
it. Well, here is my thought, and maybe we could make a couple of bucks off this, Ted. I don't know. If we could convince Mayor Longwell that we could use his likeness for a Jeff Longwell action
figure. City of Wichita action figures.
Yeah.
I like it.
How about a Bob Layton action
I love
figure?
It.
There's a guy who he moves. They would have to have some running shoes with that one, right? Because he likes to run. And, of course, the mayor likes to walk now and
mm-hmm.
then, so, there's two I can think of. Pretty good.
But what if they're not collectible? What if they're just toys for kids? I mean, you buy those toys for some weird kids. They just have to be very strange.
Or weird grown-ups. An action figure. Politician action figure. Well, you know, if encourage him to do something in action and get this shutdown over, maybe that'll be a good idea.
How about that for action?
There you go. There's an action figure. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about the tanker delivery date for Wichita.
Bill Roy action figure.
A Bill Roy action figure. Not bad. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.